week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, how on a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, He is so good to me. We've come together today. We might worship and magnify the Lord and lift Him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And we're so glad today that you've allowed me to come in your homes, convalescent places, penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might lift you up with something to believe in. Well, let's begin our broadcast today by doing a song here that I've been doing for several years. The recitation says, Lord, forgive me when I whine.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. By how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead, spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears, and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, for you see, I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Well, I felt like that might be real good to get started this beautiful Sunday morning with, because we are all prone to whine and complain. This has really been a rough week for us. One of our real good friends have been in the ICU. Of course, we've got many, many friends that are sick. And a lot of shut-in people seem like they're just everywhere, and there's so much going on in our nation, our world. It seemed like it's just really got us on our knees. Well, if it hasn't, we need to be on our knees, because we've come to the place where we realize without God, we're of most men most miserable. So today I hope that I can lift you up. I haven't come to you to discourage you. I've come that I might encourage you. So let's go right back now and let Martha do a song for us. I'll kind of help her along with it. And this is a beautiful song. It said, the city limits of heaven.
Some wonderful day. We're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We make you sign. City limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the game. The city is pure. Nothing but happiness. The grace is to climb around everywhere. On top of a hill, and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. Our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and times we have tried, not even the house or the body we live in will have to change hearts. While on the outside I'm ready to claim tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there and never goodbye. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. If this is true, there's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill, someday I will join that heavenly choir.
Well, we do thank you for listening to the broadcast. We thank you for your prayers and your support and your friendship. I'll tell you, your friendship means so much to us. We want to remember Clifford Rains and also Thelma. And then his brother Howard, we up at Rock Camp, and his wife, we remember them, then Alan Proppett and his wife. And we've got so many people that we need to remember the broadcast. As I said, my good friend Kurt Phillips, who has been on the life support machine all week, and he could have passed away by the time that we're making the broadcast. And this has been a great friend of ours, and this has really been a hard week on us. And then my good friend Jerry Warren, who had a couple of knees operated on, and we've tried to get into homes and try to visit with the people. And my good friend Miss Margaret Higginbottom, we've just got so many good friends out there and so many people who pray and help us in the broadcast. We sure do appreciate you, and you are in our prayers. Got a call from a party who has a friend way over in Virginia who also had been diagnosed with cancer. Now, you don't need to know who this friend is, but anyhow, God knows. I want you to pray a very special prayer for them. Well, let's go right now and do a song here that I found on tape the other day. Didn't even know it even had this one. And it says, there's a one-way flight, and it's leaving for glory.
I'm leaving here in the morning. Destination charted long ago, and the captain is ready and he's waiting, and the engines, they're all light and low, waiting now for those who still linger, free tickets that are free to every man, reservation secured by the Savior for this one-way flight to glory land. Now all aboard the lights are calling from the runway for our leaving glory land. Make your way to the toll gate called Calvary for this one-way flight to glory land. Flight is for those believing, and our pilot, oh, it's Jesus, God's Son. And the passengers are all waiting, they're prepared for that heavenly run. Don't let light leave without you, for those on board will soon say goodbye. So make your way to the
made called Calvary, and confirmed your reservation in the sky. All aboard the MasterCard, off the runway. Oh, I leave these halls today. Just make your way to the toll gates of Calvary. For the one-way flight to glory land. Now all aboard the MasterCard, off the runway. Oh, I leave these halls. Just make your way to the toll gate of Calvary for the one-way flight to glory land.
Yes, sir, make your way to the runway that's headed for heaven. Well, we don't know when we're going, and I'm in no big hurry, but I am ready. Well, we're going to go into a song right now that we have. It says, look to me, or look to him, I'm sorry. And then we're going into the message, does all things work together for good to them that love the Lord? Well, let's just listen to the song and listen to the message, and let's let God stir our heart this morning.
Let the Bible says, when you've done all that you can do to stand, then stand. I know that it's hard sometimes to look through those tear-stained eyes, still see the scars in those hands. But just you keep this in mind, that when time seems so hard to find, surely you've not reached the end. When the whole world has let you down, Jesus, he can still be found if you tried at all. Just look to him. Look to him, for he only, when heartaches make lonely, when the days, when the nights are closing in, he will vanish at midnight. He'll call. How will it end? Look to him. You know, sometimes, like, questions get so hard to understand. But then, I like this part right here. You see, I know someone that knows it all. He knows every little sparrow fall. Yet he's so big, he can hold the world in just one hand. He's so big, he rides on breeze that blows. Yet in your heart, the only one that knows all the heartaches, all the trouble you're in. So when life seems everything but good, why remember him? He's the only one that could. If you tried at all, just look to him. Look to him, for he only, when heartaches make lonely, when the days, when the nights start closing in, he can vanish the midnight. He can call by the sunlight. So how will it end? Look to him. Midnight, he's gonna bring back the sunlight.
Let's send that up to Charles and Becky Lilly, who requested a song this week. And now we go to the message, Does All Things Work Together for Good to Them That Love the Lord?
Go down through about the 19th verse. And then we're going to go back and preach on the last part of Romans 8 and 28. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall you say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren, for their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of thy servant, of the God of thy father, and of Joseph. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brother also went and fell down before his face. And they said, Behold, we will be thy servant. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for I am in the place of God. Last week we spoke on, For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Now, I don't care what the situation, you can stand on that passage of Scripture. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Now, you may think, well, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Yes, but preacher, you've never been up against my dilemma. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Yes, but preacher, I'm dying with cancer. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I want to take you back, and I want you to give me these answers. Last week we preached on that, and we talked about Joseph and his brothers. And when we talked about Joseph and the situation that Joseph was brought into, surely things are not working like they ought to. Because Joseph had brothers that literally hated him. Come on, say it. They had brothers that literally hated him. And not only did they have brothers that hated him, but they had brothers that envied him. So now we got brothers that hate and envy him. And not only did he have brothers that hated and envied him, but his brothers also conspired against him. And not only did he have brothers that hated, envied, and conspired, but he had brothers that literally wanted to kill him. But we've got to go on into the last part of the Scripture. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to His purpose. Now, I'm just dumb enough to believe that God's got a plan. I'm just dumb enough to believe that God's got a purpose. I'd like to think that God had a purpose and a plan in my life. I've always made the statement, I'm not a nobody going no place. I'm a somebody going someplace. I believe that when God saved me, God had a plan for me. I believe that when God called me and called me to preach, God had a plan for me. God had a purpose in my life. But has everything been a bed of roses? Has everything been easy for me? Have I never had a dilemma? Have I never had a problem? Well, the Bible said all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. He didn't say I wouldn't have a problem. But He did say everything would work together for good. God is saying to me, I don't care what the situation. You live in my plan and in my purpose, and everything will work to your good. You watch your loved ones die. You watch them as they lay on the bed and they're deteriorating with cancer. And their little bodies is weakening because the flesh is falling from the body, because cancer does that to the body. You stand over them and you wonder, hey, surely this is not the purpose and the plan of God. But yet we contradict ourselves when we read the Scripture. Did you not know the Bible said it's blessed is he that dies in the Lord? He didn't say you wouldn't have cancer. He didn't say you wouldn't have sickness in your body. But he did say, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I watch many of your loved ones as they lay on the bed of affliction. Every time I think about a certain song, I think about an old friend of mine, Brother Ed Dixon. I think about this elderly gentleman who loved that song, Canaan Land is Just in Sight. You remember how he used to sing that song? You see, because he knew God was preparing for him a better place. And today, I want you to realize there is a plan and a purpose in your life. God never made no half plans. God always made a full plan. Go with me back to the children of Israel. Do you think that God took them out of Egypt's bondage only to take them so far? No, the Bible said that God said, I will take you from the land of Egypt into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Well, we see many oppositions. Did they not walk through the hot, burning desert? Did they not become hungry sometime? Did they not become thirsty sometime? All things are working together for good to them that love the Lord. They are on a purpose journey. They had a purpose. They had a plan in their life. They grew hungry. But honey, remember the Bible. The Bible said that God caused the manna that came down from heaven. I believe that God fed them angels' food. And then they became thirsty. Guess what again? Moses, well, he smote the rock, but God said, speak to the rock. And God gave them water. Is not all things working together for good to them that love the Lord? But preacher, 40 years they wandered in the desert. But honey, let's go back to the Bible. They love God. They're setting about on a divine plan, a divine purpose. All these things are happening to them, but they are going to a land that flows with milk and honey. But you see, here's what happens. A lot of times on that journey, faith journey, we begin to doubt and disbelieve God. One of the greatest weapons the devil can use is to use our doubt and unbelief. They go down to a certain place, and all of a sudden Joshua decides that we'll take a look at the land. And Joshua sends out some spies. You remember the story? And he goes out and he looks at the land, and surely it's just what God said it would be. I like that part. Because everything God said will come to pass. If God said it, I believe it, and that's good enough for me. God said there's a land there that flows with milk and honey. But that doesn't mean we'll doubt and disbelieve God. The Bible said they could not enter into His rest because of what? Their unbelief. That's what kept them wandering for 40 years in the desert. Because when the report came back, and you know I've always staggered at this, here's a land that has grapes that are so large that, and we see pictures where the two men are carrying them, one on each shoulder. And the grapes are hanging over the limb. And the grapes are literally as big as tangerines or oranges or grapes or grapefruits. I can't imagine fruit like that. And when they came back, they said, it's everything God said it was. Can you see that faith that's speaking in their heart? Well, surely it's everything that God said it was. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. It's Canaan land. And Brother Ed said, it's just in sight. And it's everything God said it would be. But, you know what I think today? There's a good place for our butts. And pardon the expression, but our butts need to be on the altar. So many people say, yes, I know, but. Oh, yes, I think so, but. If we butt more, we're supposed to be sheep, but we go around butting like goats. We need to put our butts on the altar. But this, but that. Oh, yes, it's a land that flows with milk and honey. It's everything the plan and the purpose of God said it was. But there's giants over there. And did you know that we look like grasshoppers in their sight? That's doubt. That's unbelief. But remember, all things are working together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to His purpose. The plan and the purpose was go into the Canaan land. Isn't it a long way? Isn't it a long way when God saved you? Isn't it a long way when you come out of Egypt and going to Canaan? I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to look back at 35 years of ministry, and boy, it's been a long journey. Man, I've had heartaches, I've had sadness, I've had tears, but after all, this Bible is a place of trials and tears. It isn't a bed of roses. The Bible nowhere says, come and walk with me and everything will be hunky-dory. He said, you will have tribulation. And we will have tribulation. But remember, there's a plan, there's a purpose of God. There is a land that flows with milk and honey. And the children of Israel, they are in that place with God. They're in that plan with God. Let me give you another allegory or an illustration. Jesus told many parables, which are called allegories, short stories to tell a point. But anyhow, they tell the story about the man called Job. Now let me tell you some things about Job. The Bible said it starts off in the book.
Here the road has been rough, but someday I will walk all the streets of pure gold. And the closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street to the path that has never upon the street of pure gold. Down here they suffer from pain. Oh, won't we be glad on the street of pure gold? Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street and hear the path that has never been told? See the mansions beyond the street.
Well, I do see my time has come to go. We're going to leave the air. We certainly do appreciate you. Will you sit down this week and write to me? We definitely need to hear from you. The broadcast is such a blessing to so many people, and so many people can give, and so many people can't. I understand that. But God's always made a way. But if we never speak about the need, then you will never know the need. So I'm asking you, pray and ask God what He would have you to do to let Something to Believe In continue coming into the homes and into the hearts and the lives. We don't know what we're really doing, and we'll probably never know until we get to heaven. Well, we're so glad for you. Father, we pray for the sick, the shut-in. We pray, Lord, for this broadcast. May it be used for Thy glory. May You always be lifted up, because You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to Me. Blessed financially, blessed physically, Lord, in all the ways that You said You supply the need. So, Lord, we turn into Your hands. We commit it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, H.C. C80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's right.